AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. is sending about 200 troops to Israel to help support and monitor the ceasefire deal in Gaza. They'll be a part of a team that includes partner nations, non-governmental organizations, and private sector players. Meanwhile, Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are walking north after Israel's cabinet approved the deal to pause the fighting.
Tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians began returning to northern Gaza after the Israeli military said a ceasefire had gone into effect. Many want to go back to their hometowns and see if their houses are still standing, but relief over the news of a pause in the war is tempered by the pain of loss and concern over what comes next. In Wadi Gaza, Jamal Mezba tells the Associated Press, "We are still suffering from the same struggles. There isn't much joy, but the ceasefire somewhat has relieved us from the pain of death and bloodshed." Ala Kandour says he wants to find a shelter in the north with room for his children, with 12 people in his care. Fayez El-Majoub says his family wants to go home to Gaza City, but he doesn't have the money for another move. I'm Jennifer King.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has been indicted in a mortgage fraud case. James says her indictment is an affront to the U.S. Constitution.
The president's actions are a grave violation of our constitutional order and have drawn sharp criticism from members of both parties. His decision to fire a United States attorney who refused to bring charges against me and replace them with someone who is blindly loyal not to the law, but to the president is antithetical to the bedrock principles of our country.
James infuriated President Trump during his first term with a lawsuit alleging that he built his business empire on lies about his wealth. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The defending World Series champion Dodgers are headed back to the National League Championship Series after eliminating the Phillies with a 2-1 Game 4 NLDS win. Haesung Kim scored the winning run on a walk-off error in the 11th inning after LA starter Tyler Glasnow struck out 8 over 6 scoreless innings.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time, not only to play for the Dodgers, but in the postseason.
Ian Happ hit a 3-run homer as the Cubs beat the Brewers 6-0 to force a winner-take-all NLDS Game 5. Thursday Night Football, Cam Scadaboo rushed for 3 touchdowns and the Giants handed the reigning Super Bowl champion Eagles their second straight defeat, 34-17.
It's a good team win. They were the Super Bowl champs last year.
And LeBron James will miss the opening night of his record 23rd NBA season due to sciatica. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.